Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good evening, it's currently 4:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cram Man Diesel. I have met Jamie Jessen in the studio with me this afternoon. She's Iris dance class instructor. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
Of course.
So what are we going to be talking about today?
So today I'm going to talk about our parent and child Irish dance classes that are being offered through community classes through MWR. It's a two-part class going to take place, the first class this Saturday, and then the second class is the following Saturday, so the 10th and the 17th. So going to give the full rundown on that.
Sounds like a fun time. Before we get too far in the interview, I want to ask you our question of the day.
Yeah.
If you could time travel to any year, what would it be and why?
Great question. I'm a little bit of a Civil War buff. I'm also from Atlanta, Georgia. So I think it would be really cool, really, really fascinating to go back to the year like 1870, like post-war. Atlanta is now like rebuilt. There's this new sense of energy. And I think it would be really interesting to see, you know, kind of the monuments and all just the history, and now looking back kind of like, oh hey, I now experience this on a day-to-day basis, and now I have so much more. I see it through a different lens, if you will. So to see it what it was back then and now to see it present day would be really cool for me.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. I don't think many people said the places that they live in before. Yeah, that's
right.
Interesting.
Like totally, totally different, obviously. And then I would want to be buddies with Scarlett O'Hara, but that's a whole nother story.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, stay tuned to hear more about upcoming events. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Zignella, station serving America's best. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Jamie Jensen, instructor of the Irish dance class. And I just want to ask you how it all started for you with dancing.
Great question. And I chuckle because it a fun and interesting beginning. So I was about 5 years old. We were living in Cleveland, Ohio at the time. My parents discovered that in the basement of our church, there was a very small Irish dance school, and they were offering Irish dance classes. My family and I were half Irish. My maiden name is O'Neill. So they're like, hey, let's give it a go. See if you girls like it. A little caveat. I'm actually one of six girls in my family. So we all jumped in literally and figuratively. We all jumped in and we tried it and we absolutely loved it. So we quit our traditional kind of tap, jazz, and ballet focus, and we started Irish dancing in the early 90s. And Riverdance actually premiered in 1994. And after Riverdance premiered, the Irish dance kind of phenomenon, if you will. And it was kind of then a cult following after that. Everybody loved Michael Flatley, and Lord of the Dance followed after that. And so mid-90s, we moved down to Atlanta. We continued to dance. We traveled all throughout the country for competitions because there are two sides to Irish dancing. There's the really, really fun, let's perform and let's make everybody, you know, clap and smile and cheer, and it's awesome. But then there's also the very serious side of competition and rankings, if you will, believe it or not. So two of my sisters and I, we actually got to the highest achievement level of Irish dancing, so that championship level. And we got to that point and we're like, you know what? Let's maybe put competition on hold and let's just do what we love, which is performing. So the six of us, we got together. Obviously, we're living under the same roof, but we put time, energy, and effort into choreographing basically a one-hour show. We all play an instrument. We all sing. So we would travel around the Southeast and perform. This was way before social media. We used to joke like at my father because he would say, oh, girls, I'm your producer. We're like, really, Dad? We're like, yeah. You just kind of drive the van and you load up the trailer. But bless his heart, like, Dad was booking gigs. My mother is actually a former Army nurse, so she still had a lot of connections with the military community. So we would actually do a lot of performances on various military installations. So those performances were always really, really special to us. So yes, that was kind of my upbringing. with the competition and performance side of it. And then in high school, I was asked to teach at local tap, jazz, and ballet studios just to give the dancers just another form, a very unique form of dance to kind of add to their resume, if you will, as they're kind of exploring what style of dance they want to pursue further. So teaching was always very near and dear and fond in my heart. And I continued teaching all throughout college. And then this leads me to a career change in my late 20s. I actually went back to school to study sports medicine. And so for the past 10 years of my career in the sports medicine, health and wellness field, I was actually the fitness director on a cruise ship. And I had a little bio up in my studio on the top deck of my fitness studio on the cruise ship. And the cruise director was like, "Hey, Jamie," because it said in my bio that I was a former Irish dancer. She goes, "Jamie, if I knew you were an Irish dancer, I would have had you come and, like, you know, teach everybody some Irish dancing if we have a, you know, space to fill on our entertainment schedule." I was like, "Of course, I'd love to." So here I am now in my 30s, traveling around on a cruise ship, still teaching Irish dancing, still bringing smiles to people's faces. And my sisters and I, you know, we're all grown now. We're all moms. We have very different parenting styles. We have different political views. But the thing that still unites us, besides blood, is our love for dance. And hey, if you find us all at a wedding or a large family reunion, if the right song comes on, we will kick off our shoes and hike up our dress, and we will dance. So we still just love it that much. But yeah, that's kind of my history of dance, and I still love it to this day. I have a 3-year-old son, and I hope that he'll start at least some form of dance, maybe not Irish dance, especially being here, although I guess I could be his teacher, but we'll see what happens. But great, and just a really, really fun journey.
Yeah, it sounds like a great thing to do to keep the family together, and it's just fun, especially with the little ones, keeps them engaged and physically active.
Oh my goodness, it's a workout to say the least, and I can say that because I'm a trainer. you are jumping, you are kicking, clicking your heels together. You are moving, and you have to do it with a smile on your face. But it's infectious, so that part's easy, right? So, goes hand in hand.
Yeah, coming up next, you'll hear about what class is offered.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, I've been having an interview with Jamie Jensen, instructor of the Irish dance class. First off, I want to thank you for coming out. And I just want to ask, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to briefly chat a little bit more about some details and some follow-up information about the parent and child Irish dance classes. So it is a 2-part class. The first class is actually going to take place this Saturday, the 10th, at 10 a.m. in the Compass Room right here on NAS 1. The second part of the class takes place just a week later, August 17th, same time, same place, 10 a.m. At the Compass Room. And just more details about it, I felt really passionately about having this first class, this first introduction to Irish dance, be a parent and child class, because it's end of summer. I really was excited about parents kind of learning and doing this last possible unique opportunity and experience with their child. It would mean the world to me if, you know, you're sitting around the Thanksgiving dinner table like 10 years from now and you're like, "Hey, do you remember we took that parent and child Irish dance class at Sigonella? That was actually really fun." And you can laugh about it, and it's really about creating memories together. So that's why I really wanted to host it in that way. I am asking an age requirement of 8 and older, only because the classes are an hour long, both the first part and the second part. So just kind of, you know, attention to detail and just needs to be there. So any parent and child combos, so that means mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, please come out. I would love to meet you and to love to have you learn this very unique and very fun form of dance. You will get a little workout out of it, so that's like an extra bonus. But more than anything, just a fun way to kind of close out your summer together before the school year starts. So if you are interested in coming to the class, which I hope you are, registration actually closes tomorrow at 4 p.m. So if you guys do you want to sign up? The best and easiest way to do that, if you are coming to NAS1, either, well, maybe not tonight because I think they're closed, but tomorrow you can sign up with the great MWR Community Rec team, or you can call MWR at 095-564-7777 and just sign up through through that line. That would be probably the easiest way, especially in this weather.
Sounds like a great time. I hope people
thank
show
you.
Up.
Yes, I hope so too. And thank you so, so much for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Stay tuned to hear your weather and exchange rate.
He could be a sinner, arch gentleman. He could be a preacher.